This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. The oceans are stressed at levels they have rarely been before, and it could have grave consequences for all of us. That's the main message from a recent meeting of a group of scientists from a half dozen countries and the topic of the latest State of the Ocean report. The oceans face challenges such as overfishing, increased acidification, algae blooms, hypoxic or low oxygen conditions, dying coral reefs, and chemical pollution. Scientists say some of these changes are happening faster than predicted, and the combination of these stresses could lead us to a mass extinction of multiple marine species. One of the scientists who helped author the report joins us now. Chris Reed is an oceanographer, a professor of oceanography at the Sir Alistair Hardy Foundation for Ocean Science in Plymouth. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
So the headlines that have worked their way around the world now are mass extinction. Explain that to us. What kind of danger are we facing?
Well, what we're seeing at present is a combination of man's effect on the oceans from overfishing and from excess nutrients in the seas. We're seeing a very rapid increase in temperatures of the oceans, at the same time rapidly increasing pH, or reduction of pH in the ocean. And in addition, oxygen problems in the oceans with low levels of oxygen. Together, these are synergistically coming together and producing a pattern which we've seen in geological time when we've had major extinctions. So we're in danger of initiating another major extinction in the Earth's marine systems.
When was the last time the conditions were similar to this? When you say mass extinctions have occurred before, how rare of an event is this?
The previous occasions when we've had this are in the Paleo-Eocene, what is sometimes called the PETM, and also going much further back into the Permian. So there's probably been about five or six periods in geological time when we've seen mass extinctions with similar sorts of associations. And the PETM period was about 55 million years ago.
Right now, there seems to be legislation in different governments around the world trying to call back on, say, overfishing or perhaps to try to protect some coral reefs. But what your group of scientists are finding is that all of these factors together are actually worse off than each of these factors by themselves?
Yes, they are. Together, but perhaps the thing that really came to our attention in the workshop was the speed of change that is taking place. All of these things are happening very, very rapidly. For example, global temperatures are rising at an unbelievably rapid rate in the oceans because the ocean has been taking up by far the greater part of the excess heat from global warming. At the same time, the pH in the oceans is getting back to levels that we probably haven't seen for millions of years. And we're seeing clear evidence now in the seas of an increasing aerial coverage of lower oxygenated waters.
So for someone who doesn't study the oceans very closely, give us kind of the big picture of why this all matters. People say, my gosh, the ocean is so big. Yes, there might be some plastics. Yes, there might be some pollution. But doesn't the ocean just absorb it and clean itself? Should we really be this concerned?
I'm sounding a huge alarm because in my personal view, we're seeing effects in the oceans that are going to have enormous implications for mankind. Because the oceans it's the main reserve for heat, reservoir for heat in the world. It's also the major reservoir for carbon dioxide that is taken down out of the atmosphere. If the oceans weren't taking up the huge amount of CO2 that they are out of the atmosphere, global temperatures would be increasing much more rapidly than they are.
Chris Reed, oceanographer with the Sir Alistair Hardy Foundation for Ocean Science. Thanks so much for your time. This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.